नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश धारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So yesterday we started the Upadeshamrit by Shri Rupa Goswami. So as we'll be doing Upadeshamrit along with six commentaries, the original commentary by Shri Radharaman Goswami, then subsequently Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Piyushavartini Vritti, then Anuvritti by Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, and he also wrote Sri Upadeshamrit Bhasha, a poetic rendition, a poetic summary of this whole commentary. And then we will also be seeing Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj's commentary and Srila Prabhupada's Nectar of Instruction. So yesterday we started with Prabhupada's preface to this book. So now we will start preface by Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. So he is the one who has translated three of the commentaries: the original Radharaman Goswami's commentary, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary, and Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's Anuvritti commentary. These three has translated from Radharaman Goswami's commentary from Sanskrit, and Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur and Piyushavardhini Vritti from Bengali to Hindi. Then subsequently it was translated from Hindi to English. Shri Upadeshamrit. If kal pada kya? We read this na? Oh, we covered this also. Yeah. That's where. Actually this even Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj mentions. I read. So let's see brief biographies of the author and the commentators. Srila Rupa Goswami. Who does not know the author of Sri Upadeshamrita, Sri Rupa Goswami? His ancestry was a royal dynasty of Bharadwaj Gotri Brahmanas from Karnataka, South India, who were particularly knowledgeable in the Yajur Veda. Rupa Goswami. This Narayan Maharaj. Then his commentary we have not started yet. Upadesha Prakashika we have not started. No, this is Narayan Maharaj. Impelled by some special circumstances, his great grandfather Sri Padmanabh left his ancestral home and settled in Bengal in a village named Naihati, which is situated on the banks of the Bhagirathi River. Padmanabh's grandson Sri Kumaradev had three sons, Amar, Santosh and Vallava. Later they became famous as Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami and Sri Anupam. Impressed with their extraordinary scholarship, qualifications and virtuous conduct, the Muslim ruler of Bengal at that time, Husain Shah, gave Rupa and Sanatan the titles Sakar Malik and Dabir Qas and made them his prime minister and personal secretary. But after some time, they came into contact with the savior of Kali Yuga, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Renouncing their colossal wealth and all worldly relationships, they became distinguished ascetics, fully dedicating themselves to serving the internal desire of Sri Radha and Krishna. On the order of Mahaprabhu, they restored the forgotten holy places of Brajamandal, re-established the proper methods for deity worship, composed authoritative scriptures on bhakti and established the codes of good conduct for devotional life. Again, manifesting the famous Sri Govindaji deity in Vrindavan, constructing a massive beautiful temple and establishing an opulent standard of worship for the deity is all accredited to Sri Rupa Goswami alone. He appeared in the year 1489 and disappeared in 1564. 75 years. In Sri Jiva Goswami's Laghu Vaishnava Toshni commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, we find the following authoritative list of the literatures he composed. Shri Hamsaduta, Shri Uddhava Sandesh, Shri Krishna Janmatiti Vidhi, Shri Brihat Krishna Ganodesha Deepika, Shri Laghu Krishna Ganodesha Deepika, Shri Stavamala, Shri Vidagda Madhav Nataka, Shri Lalita Madhav Nataka, Shri Danakeli Kaumudi, Shri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Shri Ujjwal Nelamani, Shri Prayuktakya Chandrika, Shri Mathura Mahatmya, Shri Padyavali, Shri Nataka Chandrika, Shri Laghu Bhagavatamrit, Shri Samanya Virudavali Lakshana and Shri Upadeshamrita. That was about Srila Rupa Goswami, brief biographies. Then Shri Radharaman Goswami, Radharaman Das Goswami, the author of the Upadesha Prakashika commentary. The first commentary on Upadeshamrita. He is like the Sridhar Swami of Upadeshamrita, first commentary. Shri Radharaman Das Goswami composed a Sanskrit commentary on Shri Upadeshamrita named Upadesha Prakashika, which is brief yet essential. He appeared in the dynasty of the Vrindavan Goswamis who served Radharaman, the deity who was established and served by Shri Gopal Bhatta Goswami. His father's name was Shri Govardhan Lal Goswami and his grandfather's name was Shri Jeevan Lal Goswami. Shri Jeevan Lal Goswami was his initiating spiritual master and also his instructing spiritual master, both Diksha and Siksha Gurus. Radharaman Das Goswami was a great scholar, author and poet in Sanskrit and Hindi. His Deepika Deepani commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam is highly respected among scholars. So he has written a commentary on Bhagavatam also. Similarly, his Upadesha Prakashika commentary is highly revered in Vaishnava society. That's about Radharaman Goswami. Time likane. Shri Sachidanand Bhaktivinoda Thakur, author of the Piyusha Varshini Vritti commentary. By composing hundreds of books on bhakti, Bhaktivinoda Thakur re-established in this modern era, which is degraded by excessive sensual pleasure, the flow of pure devotion, Shuddha Bhakti, which had temporarily stopped. He is an intimate eternal devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Due to his having propagated in different ways the pure philosophy of divine love exhibited and preached by Sriman Mahaprabhu, he is famous as the seventh Goswami. Who gave him the name seventh Goswami? The chief editor of Amrita Bazaar Patrika, one who started it, Shishir Kumar Ghosh. He gave him the name Seventh Goswami. In his Amrit Bazaar Patrika only he wrote like. Because he manifested Mahaprabhu's holy names, Shri Gaur Naam. Mahaprabhu's holy land, Shri Gaur Dham. Mahaprabhu's innermost desire, Shri Gaur Kaam. And the narrations of Mahaprabhu's pastime, Shri Gaur Leela. He is considered the incarnation of Vyasa in Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Who? Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Of course, it is attributed to Vrindavan Das Thakur also.
His feelings.
He appeared in an educated and cultured family on 2nd September 1838. In the village of Veer Nagar, which is near the place of Mahaprabhu's appearance, Sridham Mayapur in West Bengal. 1838. And when did he pass away? Anyone knows? 1914. Correct. 1914 he passed away. Prabhupada was 18 years old at that time. But he didn't know Bhaktivinoda Thakur and he had not met Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur also. His childhood name was Sri Kedarnath Datta. He was a scholarly and ingenious student. During his household life, he held a high position as a government official under the rule of the British Raj. During the time, he served the innermost desire of Sri Gaurasundar by translating the Upanishads, the Brahma Sutra, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and the commentaries of the Goswamis, by composing his own devotional books, and by publishing weekly and monthly spiritual journals. Oh, Javanim. In addition, he established Namahatta programs for the distribution of Harinam Sankirtan and Harikatha from village to village and town to town, and he revived many forgotten holy places. In the end, he renounced his wealth and family and took up permanent residence at Sri Swananda Sukhada Kunj, a garden in Sri Godrum that is situated on the banks of the divine Bhagirathi River within the boundary of Sridham Mayapur. There he remained possessionless and established the ideal of the system for practicing spontaneous devotional worship, Raganuga Bhajan. If he had not appeared in this world, Mahaprabhu's birthplace, the places where Mahaprabhu performed pastimes and Mahaprabhu's instructions, would still be concealed. Of course, even though it is attributed to Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, in one sense, Gauravir Bhava Bhumestvam Nardeshta Sajjana Priya, but still, it was Bhaktivinoda Thakur who knew, and in order to confirm, he brought Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj to that place. Today, in all corners of the world, Harinam Sankirtan is being joyously celebrated, and the very high waves of Sri Gaur Krishna Bhakti are inundating the entire world. Thousands of educated Western youths are drinking the mellows of devotion and dancing, being overcome with spiritual joy. It is none other than Bhaktivinoda Thakur who again inaugurated this flow of bhakti. After Prabhupada, he composed approximately 100 books in Sanskrit, Bengali, Hindi, English, Odia, and other languages. The names of a few of them are as follows. Commentaries on ancient scriptures such as the Brahma Sutra, Bhagavad Gita, some of the Upanishads, Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and his own compositions such as Jayavadharma, Sri Chaitanya Sakshamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Shiksha, Datta Kaustubha, Sri Krishna Samhita, Tattva Vivek, Sri Bhajana Rahasya, Dashamola Siksha, Sharanagati, Gita Mala, Kalyana Kalpataru, Harinam Chintamani, Prema Pradeepa, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his life and precepts, which for the first time he sent to the Western world in 1896. He disappeared from this world on 23rd June 1914. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki date wise disappear. But Sunday we day before yesterday. Titi.
Disappeared.
Oh. Ratyatra. 2 days before Ratyatra. Shri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, author of the Anuvritti and Upadeshamrita Bhasha commentaries. Shri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada appeared in Jagannath Puri on Friday, 3rd February 1874, the day of Krishna Panchami in the month of Magh. His father and Siksha Guru were the famous eternal devotee of Srivan Mahaprabhu, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur. His childhood name was Sri Vimala Prasad. From childhood, he was an extraordinary scholar, a spiritual genius and righteous in his conduct. At the age of 15, due to his expertise in all branches of knowledge, the community of elevated Vaishnavas of that time adorned him with the title Sri Siddhanta Saraswati, which means he who personifies the wisdom of all established truths. In 1918, he accepted the renounced order and became known as Parivrajakacharya Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. His Diksha Guru was a supremely worshipful Srimad Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj. In Sriman Mahaprabhu's birthplace of Sridham Mayapur, he established his original monastery, Matha, Sri Chaitanya Matha. He went on to establish approximately 64 mutts in Bengal, Bihar, Orissa, Madras, Mumbai, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, and throughout the whole of India, as well as in western and eastern countries. In these, he taught educated and cultured youths the Prema Mayi instructions of Sriman Mahaprabhu, attracting them by his heart-touching instructions and his ideal devotional character. He initiated them into the renounced order, Tridanta Sannyas, and sent them to preach both domestically and internationally, and inspired them to publish spiritual journals in various languages. He also established the Vaishnava system of occupational duties known as Daiva Varnashram. Traveling throughout India with profound enthusiasm, he preached Shuddha Bhakti and inspired others to do the same. By publishing his own devotional books and periodicals, as well as the Upanishads, the Puranas, the Brahma Sutra, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, the books of the Goswamis, and authoritative books on the four Sampradayas, he further expanded the enormous storehouse of Sri Gaudiya devotional literature. The world will remain forever indebted to this great personality. My supremely worshipful Sri Gurudev, the crest jewel of topmost swan-like Paramahamsa Vaishnavas, Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, is his devoted disciple, a guardian of Sri Gaudiya Sampradaya and founding preceptor of the Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti and all the mathas throughout India under its jurisdiction. Besides publishing his own books, he republished many of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writings. By his special mercy and inspiration, devotional literatures are steadily being published by the Sri Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. Lastly, I am especially obliged to the present day head and acharya of the Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, Parivrajakacharya Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Vaman Maharaj. It is only by his special enthusiasm and inspiration that this Hindi edition of Sri Upadeshamrit is now being published, and I am most indebted to him for this. May he kindly deliver this edition into the lotus hands of our revered Sri Gurudev and thus fulfill his innermost desire. This is my fervent prayer at his respectful feet. I am fully confident that by reading this book, faithful persons who are desirous of bhakti will become qualified to obtain the Prema Dharma taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that venerable devotees will be greatly delighted. May Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Radha Vinod Bihari Ji bestow their plentiful, merciful blessings upon us. At their lotus feet, I offer this humble prayer from Sri Raghunath Das Goswami Sri Mukta Charitra, concluding prayers. Adadanastranam danteir idam yache punam puna Srimadrupapadam boja dhulisyam janma janmani. Clasping a straw between my teeth, repeatedly I beg to obtain the dust of Srila Rupa Goswami's lotus feet birth after birth. A servant of the servant of the Vaishnavas, Tridandi Bhikshu Sri Bhakti Vedanta Narayana, the holy day of Akshay Tritiya, 1984, Sri Keshavji Gaudiya Math, Mathura, Uttar Pradesh, India. Introduction by Sri Prem Vilas Prabhu, who probably translated it from Hindi to English. The original Hindi edition of Sri Upadeshamrit was first published in 1984 by our illustrious Srila Gurudev, Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotra Shata Shri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. He's his disciple. The first English edition being a direct translation of the Hindi edition appeared in 1997. By the mercy of Srila Gurudev, the second English edition of Sri Upadeshamrita is now being presented before our exalted readers. The ambrosial advice of Sri Rupa Goswami, known as Sri Upadeshamrita, was first published in the English language in 1975 by Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnupada Ashtotra Shata Shri Srimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the empowered personality who spread Krishna consciousness around the entire world. Entitled The Nectar of Instruction, it represented a landmark in the publication of Vaishnava literature and introduced many thousands of people to the teachings of Rupa Goswami. For this immense act of beneficence, the Vaishnava world will remain forever indebted to him. Very nice. Srila Prabhupada was an intimate friend of Srila Gurudev's, and our fervent desire is that this current edition please him by suitably complementing his original work. Very nice preface. Now let this suitably complement his work like that. In providing, first English was Prabhupada's only. In providing word for word synonyms for verses of Sri Upadeshamrita, we have not followed the sequential order of the words as they appear in the verses, but rather the natural order of the words as they appear in a sentence. Anvaya. This system is called Anvaya in Sanskrit. Anvaya literally means the natural order or connection of words in a sentence. The meaning of the verse becomes self-evident by the Anvaya system. Yeah. After Prabhupada left. He only translated. It was not his commentary. He translated these three commentaries, Radharaman Goswami, Anuvritti. We hope that the readers will appreciate the advantage of this system as it helps one to delve deeper into the meaning of the verses. To bring this to the reader's attention in the book, we have identified the word for word synonym simply as Anvaya. Grateful acknowledgement is extended to Lavangalata Dasi for copy editing the second edition, to Rishabh Dev Das, and Shanti Dasi for proofreading the final manuscript, to Atul Krishna Das for checking the Sanskrit, to Krishna Prem Das for designing the new cover, and to Subal Saga Das for providing the new photograph of Sri Srila Gurudev. On behalf of the many devotees serving in book production for Gaudiya Vedanta Publications, we offer this publication to Srila Gurudev, praying that it may fulfill his innermost desire. An aspiring servant of the Vaishnavas, Prem Vilas Das, Gaur Purnima, 13th July 2003. Gopinath Bhavan, Sri Vrindavan. Okay. Mangalacharan by Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. I first of all offer repeated obeisances unto my most worshipful Sri Gurudev, Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnupad Ashtotra Shata Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami, and to my Param Gurudev, Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, who wrote the Anuvritti commentary, and to my Parakpara Gurudev, Sri Srimad Bhaktivinod Thakur, who wrote the Piyusha Varshini commentary, and to Sri Radharaman Das Goswami, the servant of the Sri Radharaman DT, who wrote the Upadesha Prakashika Tika, and to Sri Rupa Goswami, who wrote the Sri Upadeshamrit, and whose only wealth is the amorous mellow of devotion, and to his worshipful deity Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is decorated with the inner sentiment and bodily complexion of Sri Radha. Falling at their feet again and again, I am beginning this translation of the Upadesha Prakashika Tika. Okay, so this is the introductory material that I could get from these books. Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. Yeah. Okay, so we will